This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're delighted to talk to you. You have no idea. I love the White Sox, and I have been going to the fan convention for a number of years with my son, and it's a great thing to do. We always go and see you talk, and you do a great job. And I was telling David that I think it was 2 years running that you had Dylan Cease as your breakthrough guy. And and I'm wondering if this is going to make it, whatever, 3 or 4. I think last year was virtual. Dylan Cease seems to be a guy that you got a lot of faith in.
Well, I do. I mean, you start with, what he's capable of doing and what we've seen in the past, right? And when he's right, you're looking at a frontline type guy. Now, as he's transitioned to the big leagues, it hasn't been necessarily as smooth as he would like, but we've seen glimpses of it. You've got to be patient with some of these young pitchers. That's why we like to get exposure for them at the major league level, which we've been able to do. But, we feel like he's made some adjustments. He's getting more comfortable. What we see in camp here, fairly small sample so far, but he looks really good. He's landed his pitches. He's in the strike zone. He's not cutting his fastball, which will allow him to get ahead and just open up he'll take command of any sort of opponent in the box there. So I feel good about Dylan Cease. I still do.
Chris, at the beginning of camp, we heard Tony La Russa talk about the designated hitter role and Andrew Vaughn specifically, but he mentioned, oh yeah, and Gavin Sheets and Jake Berger are competing for the spot. And I think a lot of us were like, wait a second, did he just say Jake Berger? And then we come to learn Jake Berger, former first-round draft pick who's been through hell and back injury-wise, but lost 40 pounds. He was in the CarShield Collegiate League last summer, kind of staying sharp and getting back to the point where, chasing the dream still. And now here he is competing for at-bats, for the designated hitter role with the White Sox. How did that happen? How proud of you are you of Berger, and how do you explain it all?
Well, it's going to be tough to explain on, with just a small amount of time, but I can say this. When I saw him out there, with our home opener the other day, just playing third base, getting at bats, pretty emotional, right? Not to say, I was more emotional than he was, because I know that was a big moment, but, everything that he's been through, we're talking Achilles injury, re-rupture, the struggles of coming back from that. Having some really tough conversations, not sure how this whole thing's going to play out. He had those thoughts. I had those thoughts. We had many discussions. But he continued to fight and move forward. And he started, catching some breaks, building some momentum. Last year when I got that phone call that he wanted to play, we get shut down. He wanted to play in that local collegiate league. That was music to my ears. This guy was feeling good. He wanted to compete. And we could have brought him to the alternate site earlier, but I felt like, he's able to go play some games. And I think there was some added benefit of being home, because he's been on this rehab trek for so long. So he did that, got him to the alternate site. Physically, he just kept on getting in better shape. You watched him move around the field once we got him to Schaumburg, left, right, coming in to get balls at third base, running hard 90s. You saw life in his body. He was smiling. He was around the boys. Like, it was just, it was a really cool experience, and as this unfolds, it gets better and better. And now to have him in camp and having Tony talk like that, you know, it's pretty special.
You know, I think what's interesting to me as I look at the White Sox is obviously we talk about Andrew Vaughn and we talk about Kopech and Madrigal and, you know, Crochet. You talk about maybe the top prospects that are still considered prospects because of their limited time in the majors, and all of them are perceived to be a part of this thing. It's almost like all hands on deck. You know, this is going to be a season of winning, and you need everybody who has any possibility of helping you do that.
You know, this is, you know, when we set out to kind of rebuild, so to speak, and replenish the system and, you know, and build these guys towards the big leagues, you knew that we were going to come to a moment like this where these young players were going to be asked to contribute at the major league level. And, you know, you look around, well, I know what this guy's capable of doing. I know what this guy's capable of doing. These guys can be impact guys. Fortunately, we were able to get a lot of them to get a taste last year and have some early success and obviously be part of that run, getting to the playoffs. They're just hungrier, but they've gained more confidence. They're learning how to play together and have fun while doing it. And but, you know, it's just a fun group, and these guys can do so many different things. It's a dynamic lineup. You've got guys like in Madrigal that can create action. You've got a Louis Robert that can play defense and then hit a, you know, a 450-foot shot. You've got Eloy, and then you've got a Garrett Crochet that's coming out of the bullpen, you know, and throwing 100 miles an hour with a nasty slider. You know, it's just you go up and down, and you get excited about these guys. It's not going to be push button. We know that because it's baseball, but these guys have the talent and the fortitude to fight and have success there.
You know, Chris, when you look at Andrew Vaughn and Garrett Crochet being guys who did not really have any minor league experience beyond a certain level, able to contribute to a pennant contender, and it seemed like, to me, exceptions to the rule. Or is the rule changing? And if it is evolving in a way that allows teams like the Sox to rely on their kids quicker, what does that say about the future for Jared Kelly? Is he, you know, he was the second round pick behind Garrett Crochet. Is he a guy that we could see in 2021 contributing?
Well, you know, everyone's path's going to be a little bit different. You've got Andrew Vaughn, who was, you know, viewed as, you know, probably the top college bat in that draft class. We knew that he was, you know, pretty advanced as a hitter. And then the more we were around him, the more confident we became in that. And he continues to impress on a daily basis, just the way he operates. When you start bringing up, you know, a Jared Kelly or a Matt Thompson or a Drew Dahlquist, these are high school players. Obviously, we've got some history just from a scouting standpoint, and we've gotten them in the system a little bit. We were able to get them at the alternate site and see what they're capable of doing. I think really it's about building up innings, you know, just to kind of throw these guys into the big leagues without really having that proper workload under the belt. It would be very limiting with what we were able to do from a safety standpoint. So for those guys, it's getting them at affiliate this year. You know, we've kind of penciled out some inning limits, and we'll certainly monitor as that goes on. To say that they'll come into play in 2021, I wouldn't go that far, but hopefully they're in well positioned come 22 and 23, and as we build up that workload and perhaps they're knocking on the door.
You know, we also see the Sox have done a great job with international prospects and noticing that, is it Yoelki, am I pronouncing that right, Cespedes?
Yes.
The younger brother. He's 23, I think. Is there a chance a guy like that? I mean, again, he's coming from Cuba, and I don't know when he officially could be a part of the thing. But we don't know when the minor leagues are up and running. We don't know how all that's going to work, Chris. Is there a chance that some of the international guys could come right into the major leagues?
Well, you know, I'm hoping for a May 4th start date to the minor league season.
Okay.
We know things are moving around a little bit, and there's nothing official, but, you know, we certainly have hope that'll come together. Now, when it comes to Yoelki Cespedes, you know, he's in camp with us. He's part of the 75. We've got a little mini camp going on, and fortunately, we've been able to get him some exposure with our major league guys, face, you know, the Garrett Crochets and the Kopechs and some of these other guys in live batting practices, and just seeing how he goes about his work. It's I've enjoyed watching him. I really have. He's a determined kid. You can tell he's on a mission. He's got a real plan at the plate. He uses the whole field. He's put together. He's strong. He's got a nice presence to him. So, yeah, he's 23 years old, but he's also the first time coming over to the States and being part of the organization. So we want to go about this at the right pace. He'll certainly let us know how much we can challenge him. We're not scared to challenge these guys. But the hope is to get him to a full season club, hopefully get him off to a nice start and see where it ends up in 2021.
Chris, you're like a grizzled veteran in the organization now, as long as you have been there in this role. And, you know, congratulations on the promotion. But, you know, philosophically, when you look at the approach that you take and maybe is adapted and adopted throughout the organization, how does that work with a new manager, a new pitching coach? The pitching coach is on, you know, the one side of his career. He's late 30s. Ethan Katz, really up and comer. And then you have Tony La Russa. You know, he's got 3 World Series rings. And you just wonder, how do you indoctrinate them into the White Sox philosophy in terms of developing players, young players especially? Or is there some give and take there?
Well, you know, I've been impressed with first of all, both of those guys. They, without question, they're very organized. You know, we can't argue the success that Tony La Russa has had. I've been impressed with how he, you know, from day one this offseason, how he got in touch with the coaches, his preparation for spring training, getting to know these players, coming out to Arizona as players were working their way to the facility. You know, his point was really to get out here and get to know them. You know, he reached out to a lot of the guys and then saw them in person, saw the way that they work. And then he's got a progression for spring training. He's got different phases. You know, he's working off a blueprint that has worked. Now, what I've really enjoyed about being around Tony is he's asked me a ton of questions. He uses his coaches. He really leans on those guys. And there's a lot of thought into everything that he does. And I certainly appreciate that. He's, you know, when you're a new person coming into the organization, that can be a bit overwhelming. You want to get to know everyone as quickly as possible, and you certainly want to implement some things, but he's gone about it he's had a nice approach to things, and he's got a nice pace to him, and he's always listening. He's taking notes and he's asking a lot of questions. You know, Ethan Katz, you know, you look at what he's done in his career. He's coached in high school. He's coached college summer ball. He's been an affiliate as a pitching coach. He's been a coordinator. He was just an assistant major league pitching coach with the Giants. A very bright guy. He's got a built-in relationship with Lucas Giolito, which has helped build relationships with our other guys and get quick buy-in. Ethan, he asks a ton of questions. He's a very bright guy. He's very organized. And as I see this whole thing, you know, kind of roll out and progress towards the season, I think Tony's going to allow these guys to go out there and do their jobs and help this organization win. Tony's been great. He's very open-minded. You know, he's got his beliefs. You know, he's, you know, some of them are very traditional, but some of them are a little bit more forward-thinking, a little bit more progressive. So it's a nice blend, and I look forward to working closely with him.
I'm always fascinated when I look at the Sox to see players come in that I hadn't thought about in a while. You know, just watching these preseason games, I know you're tied into all these guys, but when you see a guy like Adolfo, who at one point looked like he was going to be one of the young stud guys that might break through, when you see a guy like Zach Birdie, who at one point looked like he might be the fastest guy to the major leagues, you know, the injuries curtail different things. We've talked about Berger. How do you look at the overall player development in terms of missing that season and having so many guys that are just trying to kind of recapture maybe where they were moving forward? Just how difficult it's been just in baseball all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly not having a minor league season presented a challenge that, you know, I personally have never faced and others haven't either. I mean, there's certainly guys that have had injuries And because they're rehabbing, they missed years, but, you know, not because of a pandemic. I feel fortunate that we were able to get a handful of these guys to an alternate site or instructional league. I feel like our coaches did a great job remotely staying in constant communication with these guys to make sure they're still, you know, moving the needle forward and focusing on the right things. But there's nothing that can replace games, the emotion of the game, getting out there and getting at bats, and getting on the mound and, you know, battling with the hitter in the box. I mean, those types of things are tough to replicate. So, you know, as spring training kind of plays out here and they're in games for the first time, I think you certainly have to perhaps alter your lens a little bit from an evaluation standpoint, just because these guys, we're looking at closer to 2 years than 1 year for the last time that they played in games. But, there's really no excuses. Every team has faced the same challenges, and we continue to go. We really do. Who knows when these guys are going to be asked upon to help our major league club, but we know that we've got a handful of guys that will be asked. Mike Rodolfo, just getting him in some game action. He's a guy that we've always believed in the tool set. He just needs to go out there and play. He's had some injuries along the way, and then the season's taken away last year. So to get as many at-bats as we can for him is going to be beneficial. You know, Zach Birdie's had some injuries as well. And then, of course, last year, not having a minor league season, but he did get some major league exposure. These guys have the tools. It's just a matter of getting out there and playing some baseball so they can maximize that skill set.
Chris, appreciate it. Congrats on your situation. And can I ask for a breakthrough player, or is it the obvious answer that you always give?
Well, I'll move off of Dylan Cease because you guys have heard that one before.
A couple times.
And then Andrew Vaughn, you guys have heard enough about him already, but he's one that, you know, certainly I feel confident in. But, you know, Jimmy Lambert, he's a guy that we got a little glimpse of last year at the major league level. We're really going to, you know, be more or less methodical on his ramp up. But I feel like he's going to help our club at some point. And Jonathan Stever's another guy that, you know, went from Winston-Salem essentially to pitching in the big leagues last year. You know, his first start, there were some, you know, quality things in there. And then, you know, the second one, he got beat up a little bit, which may be a good thing in the long run. But I'd say, you know, those two guys I think are going to help our club at some point to help us get through that 162 as we push into the playoffs. And who knows what they're capable of doing. I know I believe in those guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Love it. Thanks, Chris. See ya.
Take care.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.